In the fourth chapter of Acts, beginning with the 32nd verse. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold, and they laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name of Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement. And he sold a field that belonged to him and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Can you hear it in that scripture? All for one and one for all. It's not just a theme for the country of Switzerland after their tragedies. It's a theme for Christian people. Let me tell you a story. I had, back in the early 70s, I was in Norman, Oklahoma at First Christian Church, and one of the things I did every week was I had what we called in those days a rap group. You know, remember rap groups? That'll tell your age as much as Fuller Brush will. We had a rap group. I had a group of 10 young people. These young people were referred to my group that I had every Thursday. They were referred sometimes by themselves because they felt they had issues to work out in their lives. They were referred by teachers sometimes. They were referred by counselors. They were referred by their parents. Many times these were young people that the courts in town had judged in need of supervision. And they certainly were. We had a few of them in our house, did we not? We sat down around the circle one day, and I had a little exercise I was going to do. Seemed innocent enough to me. I told the group, sitting there, you know, Indian style, cross-legged in the floor around a circle, I said, tell you what, take the change out of your pocket or purse and put it in your right hand. Hold it out there. And they did. I said, now take your other hand and put it out there in the same way. Now, take your right hand and turn it upside down in the left hand of the person next to you. And they did. I said, now, put your money away. Well, we can't do that. Well, why not? Well, it's not our money, you know? It belongs to the guy to my left. I said, no. The person gave it to you. Put it away. Well, we can't do that. Well, I said, why is that? What else is a problem? I said, well, some people didn't have enough money for lunch. They didn't know that till just then about the people in their group. Some people in their group came to school every day without enough coins to buy school lunch. I said, well, what are you going to do about that? And they said, I don't know. Let's see if there's enough money altogether so if we divide it up, everybody gets to eat lunch. So we put it in the middle, divided it up, and guess what? Everybody had enough for lunch. That began to be our Thursday ritual. We put everything in the middle and divided it up to see that everybody, no matter whether they brought anything or not, had enough for lunch. Well, that's going to be our theme. That's my axe to grind. That's going to be our theme for the next few months. And that's my axe for the morning. For the next several months, we are going to be doing a search for a new pastor for this church. We're going to be working to find the best candidate we can find to be our pastor. But that search committee can't do that by themselves. There's not any way they can do that. No matter what they did, you wouldn't be satisfied. I guarantee you wouldn't. I've been through it 1,000,000 times at churches. So there are things I want to tell you that you can do as a way of sharing in the bounty of this whole thing. The most important thing you did this morning, because that committee is going to take your surveys. They're going to take your suggestions. They're going to take your wishes. They're going to take your nominations if you had any. And they're going to take them seriously. And they're going to make a choice on that basis. That's going to become a very important survey. If you know anyone, and I know several people who were not here for health reasons and funerals and that sort of thing this morning, if you know of anybody, you tell them they really need to contact the office, or we'll try to contact them and be sure we get a survey from each one of them. That was one of the most important things you could have done, whether it seemed like it or not, this morning. And if there are any changes or things you want to add to that, I want you to do it. There's a second thing you can do. And the second thing you can do is be here. Just be here. Your presence every Sunday morning around this table somehow needs to demonstrate your loyalty to the people who gather around this table. It has to somehow demonstrate your desire for the health of this congregation. One for all. You be here. I'm going to be, unless my wife breaks her other knee. And then I may be here because I need to get away from my aunt. You know, I don't know. I'm going to be in so much trouble. But be here. That's the one thing, one of the things you can do. The second thing you can do is be generous. I mean with your time, but I mean with your money. I'm not afraid to say that. Some preachers don't like to say those kind of things, but it doesn't bother me at all. Now, stewardship is a matter of giving of our time and our energy and our money. We've got to demonstrate by our generosity in these next few months, by our gifts of time and money, how serious we are about sustaining the life of this church. In that case, it's not one for all being here. It's all for one. The third thing is, and the final thing, is to be in prayer. And I don't mean that whimsically. I've heard so many people over my 45 years of ministry say, well, pray for me while I do so-and-so. Sometimes they mean it, and sometimes I'm not sure they do. Pray for me sounds too easy. But I want you to be in prayer. If you pray at the table, if you pray before you go to bed at night, if you pray when you get up, I tell you how I used to pray. I kept a list of the ministers in my area. When I was the area minister here, who needed prayer? I kept a list of them, and I kept it in my car because that's where I spent my life, was in my car. And I spent windshield time praying for those people who needed prayer. So whether it's a specific time of day or whether it's when you're driving your car or whatever, I want you to be in prayer for this search committee. It's a tremendous job they have to do, and they will need your help. I want you to pray for this congregation. I want you to pray for our generosity and our being here and our loyalty. And I want you to pray. I want you to pray for the choice that you're going to make. Because again, this is a Christian church. There's nobody going to send us a minister. Thank God. Because in the end, you are going to vote for a new pastor who is going to be called to this ministry. Be here. Be generous. Be in prayer. If we do those things diligently, that survey we took this morning is going to come full circle to a vote for someone who can fulfill those desires and be our new pastor. Well, that's my axe to grind. Can you say it with me? All for one.
All for one.
Oh, I can hardly hear you. All for one.
All for one.
One for all.
One for all.
Let's see if that'll get a little louder. One for
all. One for
all. Oh, good for you. And if we do that, all for one, one for all. It will all come together for the glory of God in Christ in Ruidoso, New Mexico. Trust me, it will. Would you pray with me? Eternal God, what a fine group of folks gather here on Sunday morning. That's my witness to you. And what a fine selection they're going to make for a pastor for this church. Because they're going to be here, and they're going to be generous, and they're going to be in prayer, and they're going to bring the right person to this church. We're going to do it in your son's name. Amen. Pray with me. May the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, may he restore and establish and strengthen your lives and the life of this congregation from this day on, forevermore. Amen.